KTAR News 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app. Giveathon on Arizona's Morning News.
Yes, it is Giveathon week. It's here. Giveathon week for Phoenix Children's, presented by your Valley Hyundai dealers. I'm Jim Sharp. That's Jamie West, of course. And we get a chance to spend some time with you every morning here on Arizona's Morning News. And we would love for you to take a little bit of your time in the morning. We realize it's very busy to help Phoenix Children's.
You know, I think about, we often complain about, oh, we have to get up before 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And then I think about those parents and family members that are up all night with a very sick or injured child,
yes,
you know, in the hospital.
Yes.
And I just can't even imagine having to do that. That's just, I mean, I've known people who have been in that situation, and just, it's heartbreaking. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
And those parents and those family members and those kids.
Yes.
They need your support. And kids can't wait. We realize that, you know what? We thought we had the coronavirus behind us, and now things are looking a little funky again, right?
Right.
But the kids can't wait. Kids come into Phoenix Children's every single day, and they need help with cancer, severe car wreck injuries. I mean, you name it.
Heart defects, whatever.
Yes.
Yes.
And the kids can't wait, whether they're battling cancer or traumatic brain injuries. They can't wait for a cure. They urgently need life-saving care. So,
and how blessed we are that we have the world-renowned specialists right here in the Valley to care for our kids at Phoenix Children's.
You know what? We have failed to do that job which we need to do first and foremost, which just remind everybody of what the phone number is, the Desert Financial Phone Bank.
Yes.
So you can become a champion of hope for $20 a month. It's 602-933-4567, 602-933-4567.
But what is a champion of hope, Jim?
Oh, well, that's something that our family's been for a while, you know, and every month we give $20. You know, it's automatic. We don't have to think about it. The reason I love that we don't have to think about it is because of all those parents and grandparents and families that have to think every single day about whether or not their child's going to make it.
And, you know, you may be wondering if you've listened to us in the past. By the way, thanks to you, this is the largest radio fundraiser for a children's hospital nationwide, if not the world.
Yeah.
And we have our sights set high this year.
Yes, we are
going to bring in $2 million thanks to your generosity. But I just wanted to remind you, those Teddy Bear Express, even during a pandemic and visitor restrictions, it is happening. Even though we personally, you and I, Jim, aren't taking those teddy bears up to kids, there are nursing staff that are. And so that means when you become a champion of hope with a gift of at least $20 or more, a cuddly, soft teddy bear will be taken up to one of the patients at Phoenix Children in your name.
I wanted to take a moment here to talk about one of the amazing children that have been touched by this amazing place called Phoenix Children's. And after a life-threatening liver condition required surgery for their two-month-old daughter, Stephen and Carol thought they were on their way to routine family life with their firstborn.
But after the little girl suffered a stroke, their family life became anything but routine. And the doctors, nurses, and staff at Phoenix Children's exhausted their resources and knowledge trying to save her.
This is a story of joy inside tears and a rainbow from behind a dark cloud. This is Izzy's story.
I'm Stephen Simpson.
And I'm Carol Simpson.
And this is Izzy's story. I can't remember who was the first one to call her Izzy, myself or mom. Izzy just always stuck.
We went to a routine two-month checkup with her pediatrician, and during the checkup, she noticed that she was a bit jaundiced. 3 days later, we were in surgery with her.
And the surgeon came out and told us, he says, she does have biliary atresia.
Basically, it's your bile ducts, some point between when she was born to about 2 months. They close up, creating like a liver cirrhosis.
The surgery was a success.
You couldn't tell anything was wrong with her other than her scar and her taking her meds in the morning and at night.
You know, we thought we had jumped over a big hurdle. And we did. She did. And she was doing fantastic. Time goes by. It was February 12th. We were outside in our backyard, and Isabella let out a horrifying scream. And mom's instincts kind of took over and said that that scream just didn't sound right. And as soon as we got to PCH, they took her back to give her a CAT scan, and they told us that she had had a stroke. So we're back to square one. First child, 3 or 4 or 5 different machines hooked up to her.
There was pretty much nothing that you could do at that point.
That's where we were at. There was nothing that we could do except to be with her until the end. And, you know, I mean, they did everything they could for her, and we know that. And, yeah, I mean, when they told us there was nothing else they could do, as hard as it was for us to accept, I think we knew that we had to let her go. She was our first, and actually we're really excited and happy. We actually have an 11-week-old son at home.
Steven, you know, he looks so much like his sister already. You can tell they're siblings. And they always say after you lose a child, to have another child, it's the rainbow baby, and it definitely is. We say that he was handpicked by her in heaven, so... It's helped me smile again.